the 10th day of the month of May, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am, how do you say it, super fantastic, wonderful.
You are right on target, Janine.
There you go.
And you should be feeling fine, so congratulations to you and your team and all the volunteers that made the Chamber of Commerce annual meeting a huge success. What a great night at White this past Saturday. Good job, Janine.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the rescue and helping us out and being our MC for the evening. It did turn out to be a wonderful evening, a great evening to recognize 2 years' worth of individuals who were very deserving to have a night to showcase and to thank them for all of the wonderful things they do for our community.
Yeah, indeed. And Janine was hopping that night, I'll tell you, because Janine was in front of the microphone. Janine was running graphics and computers and handing out awards. You were doing it with grace and efficiency, Janine.
Well, thank you. I definitely got my steps in.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Well, Carla Barnett will now be taking over as the chair of the Emporia Chamber Board of Directors, and you continue to be busy, don't you?
We do. We're not stopping there. We have a business after hours coming up this Thursday evening at Century Business Technologies. Earlier in that day, on the 12th, this coming Thursday, we also have a ribbon cutting for two new members, Aspire and Midwest Evaluation and Research. Both of those will be at 11:30 at our office in the Trussler Business Center, because those are both home-based businesses that we're thrilled to have as a part of our office, as part of the chamber.
Well, good. Not stopping there. And I know that you'd released information, some exciting news, really, about your collaboration with Blue Cross and Blue Shield and an opportunity for chamber members to maybe get some information on insurance and how this might help a lot of folks.
You know, I am thrilled about this because we know how difficult we as a small business ourselves as a chamber with, you know, 7 employees understand what our members go through in trying to find affordable health insurance for themselves, for their employees. And our state organization, the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas, teamed up with Blue Cross and Blue Shield and have put in a good year's work of coming up with Chamber Blue of Kansas. Now, this is a health insurance program that local chambers who are a member of CCEKS can offer this to their members. So we are offering this to all of our members. It doesn't matter what size you are, but this is an association health plan. And why it's so good for our small members is it's going to put together a group from across the entire state, not just the Emporia area, but from across the entire state, which could be a game changer as far as rates are concerned. We hope it is. And so we're promoting it right now. The big thing is between now and August, get that information, learn a little bit more about it. In August, there will be a survey to fill out as a business. It does not commit you, but what they are doing is that will gauge the interest of those who may participate in the program and will help them establish their rates. And so then in September of this year, we will know what those rates are. And then October through December, businesses can sign up for the program that will begin in January of 2023. So a lot of steps between now and the first of the year, but they are very important steps, especially that survey in August.
I was going to ask Janine about the schedule, so I'm glad you brought that up. How has the reaction been here amongst the business leaders now that they're starting to learn that this is becoming an option here and becoming reality here fairly soon?
You know, they're really excited about it. I think we're all excited and anxious to find out what those rates may be. There will be more than one plan that people can choose from, so that's nice as well. So there will be some options that they can take a look at. So we're getting a great response. We're getting phone calls. We're getting phone calls from even businesses from the smaller communities surrounding Emporia, mm-hmm. Lyon County, that are asking questions as well.
All right. Yeah, game changer indeed. Quality health care from Blue Cross Blue Shield and maybe some nice prices to look at for you and your employees. Well, Janine, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Good to talk to you always. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. 656, 76 degrees. Good morning.
Alcogen is seeking top talent at their Council Grove location.